Welcome, world. It's a fifth dimension, fifth dimensional planet Earth. 3D Earth is growing into 5D. Connect the dots for host Tom Edison. Hear the music. Get up and dance. Hey, the ETs are dancing in their spacecraft right now, if you can envision that. You know, I hear they dancing bodies to and fro, and so they go. Do ETs dance? Wouldn't you all like to know? Anyway, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show, where we talk about real serious things happening in the world. We talk truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So don't volunteer for 5G. You know, the new electronic microwave broadcasting system that's supposed to make things go faster, as if you need to go faster. The only people that need faster communications via the internet or anything like that are the Wall Street big boys. Because if you know anything about how it works over here on the East Coast, you know, Wall Street, they have to send all their bids in over to Sea Caucus, New Jersey. So everybody can get there in less than 1 second electronically, but they're shooting for who can get there 1/1000th of a second before the next guy was getting there at 2/1000th of a second, so they can make the deal before he does. Now, those are the real people that have a benefit out of the 5G system. And, of course, if it's going through fiber optic cables, there's no problem. But the real problem is when you start broadcasting it through the air, the microwave frequency, something like 92,000 pulsations per second, it's insane. Human bodies aren't designed to handle that. 5G equals death to you if you're in a human body. And we, most of us are. I think even if you're in a reptilian body, he'll probably cook you too. You know, it's a slow cook. It doesn't kill you instantaneously, but like the frog in the jar of water that gets heated up gradually, he doesn't sense the danger, and before he knows it, he's cooked, and that's exactly what the 5G is going to do to you. They're going to have little broadcasters on telephone poles in front of people's houses. That's right, in your own neighborhood. And that stuff is going to be broadcasting through your body 24/7 if you stay home all day. And while you sleep, if you're getting your full 8 hours sleep, you'll be dying in your sleep slowly, because the 92,000 pulsations per second going in and out of each one of your cells is going to wreak havoc with your body, plus destroy your DNA and create all kinds of cancer-causing situations. 5G is not good. 5G is bad because of the way they're bringing it out with broadcasting towers. They're up everywhere already here on the East Coast. I'm sure they're up everywhere else, too, you know? And it's just ready for somebody to pull the switch to put the more powerful frequencies into the system. And believe me, we're all going to suffer. Why isn't anybody doing anything about it? Hey, this is a call and radio show. If you're concerned about 5G, going to be cooking you in your home while you sleep, or your children, or cooking your children at school, you should call in and give your 2 cents on this matter, you know, because this needs to be discussed publicly. Politicians are afraid to touch it because they're afraid to do anything, period. That's what politicians are. They're nothing but a bunch of chicken-hearted, backboneless pieces of garbage, for the most sake. There's a few good people out there, but, you know, it's all about money. They, you know, they only listen to the bribe money. We know the deal here. And they don't really want to do anything. They just want to pretend to be doing something. And they're not willing to tackle this problem. Meanwhile, the phone companies are going to turn on the juice, the telecommunication companies. And, of course, it's all under the direction of the New World Order. That's right. Hey, which reminds me, if you're listening to this show, follow me on Twitter. I tweet about this stuff all the time. I tweet about the 5G dangers. I tweet about the chemtrail dangers, another serious topic that nobody in government is talking about. Even. And the news broadcasting and mainstream media, they're forbidden to talk about it because the New World Order owns all the mainstream media. Yeah, all the ones here in America, they own the BBC in England, too. And they refuse to talk about things, about what's being planned. The killing off of humanity up to 95%. We're talking about billions and billions and billions of people they're planning on destroying, you know. And they're coming up with more ways to do it faster than you ever imagined. And this 5G is going to be a real fast one. And they're all working in cahoots with the big pharmaceutical companies. That's right. If they can make everybody get cancer in a couple of weeks or a couple of months, yeah, it's going to happen that fast. And everybody will be running to the doctors, and the doctors will put them on the chemo to help kill them faster, even because that's what they've been programmed to do. And yeah, you got to be careful about doctors nowadays. That degree they have on the wall behind their desk there doesn't mean crap. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. You know, the doctors have been turned into pharmaceutical salesmen. No, there's good doctors out there too, but your local doctor, where you go and say, "Hey, doc, I got a pain here," he'll say, "I'll write you out a prescription," because he's getting a kickback on that prescription, whether it does something for you or not. It's irrelevant. He's prescribing that because there's literature out there that says it might help you out, you know. And that's the sham that's going on. Hey, if you got a telephone, prove to me you have one that works. The call-in number here is 888-627-6008. Or that could be 888-627-6008. Hey, it's a toll-free number. And if you're dialing from a landline phone, you have to put a 1 in front of it. So that would be 1-888-627-6008. Prove to me you have a telephone. I don't know. You know, hey, if you're listening through your the telephone number, well, I guess you can't call in then unless you have two phones. A lot of people have two phones nowadays. You need your regular phone, and then you need your phone that's registered to some fictitious person so you can make your real private calls, and then you don't have to worry about whether the government's taping every phone call. And, of course, they are taping every phone call. So, anyhow, hey, you can follow me on Twitter. It's simple, Tom Edison Prez. TOMEDISONPREZ. That's my hashtag, at Tom Edison Prez. You can follow me on Twitter, and I've always got important things to say, just like this show. I don't talk nonsense. Once in a while, I tell a joke. But, hey, matter of fact, if you got any dumb blonde jokes, call up. I don't know. Can we still tell dumb blonde jokes, or is that racist now? You know what the ETs say when they talk to each other? Who are these racists we keep hearing about on planet Earth? Are they the ones with the bicycles traveling across France? I don't know. All I know is that the smart meters create... will make you stupid. If you're living in a house with a smart meter, you better pay the electric company to get rid of it, because it's destroying your health, or just simply move to where there are no smart meters. You know, it's not smart to have a smart meter. Again, something else the public has been conned into to make you sick. You know, it's all part of the scam. It's like old-fashioned Jay Leno humor. He said, you see how it all works out? The telecommunication companies make you sick with the cell phone frequencies, and then you go to the doctor, and he sends you to the pharmaceutical companies to buy some products that even make you sicker with more side effects. And then eventually you end up as the undertaker, and it's all part of the economy, you know? It's just one big vicious circle, you know? It starts off when you're right after birth, you know, the doctors are giving you vaccinations, and you're you as a little kid, you can't say anything, no, yes, or anything. And they're starting to destroy you from birth with all these inoculations and other nonsense that's unnecessary. You know, people, it's unbelievable what they put up with and what they listen to. You know, if the government's telling you something, it's probably wrong. Probably not good for you, because the government is co-conspiracing with the New World Order. New World Order, NWO for short, is kind of has their foot in everybody's door, kind of has their people implanted in every government. And they have the money to send the lobbyists in to tell the politicians to make stupid laws that so you have to suffer. And they're the ones behind the directed energy weapons. Just let me remind everyone, that town of Paradise, California, was destroyed with energy weapons. Not, it wasn't a fire. The fire, after they were destroying the houses with the energy weapons, the houses, the trees caught fire from the houses nearby that were burning. They melted cars to the ground. Nobody even questions that, you know? I mean, the pictures were so obvious. And like, you know, hey, President Trump, you know, everybody is praising him that likes him, but how could he be so stupid as not to see that himself? I mean, is he brainwashed too, dead? Are they zapping him with mind control pills or something? Or mind control frequencies? You know, they don't. They can do it with machines now. They have those machines out to mind control you. I mean, it is. We're living in a dangerous world. Let me tell you, we are living in a dangerous world where the government has become public enemy number one. Hey, good example. I don't know if you follow what's been going on in what used to be called Great Britain, otherwise known as the United Kingdom. Way long ago, it was called England, Scotland, and Wales. The UK, the United Kingdom, the British Empire, whatever you want to call them, their government is public enemy number one. They've made every wrong decision possible, and when they had a referendum, the people of Great Britain, United Kingdom, wanted to leave the European Union. Oh, there's a bunch of nut jobs, European Union. Yeah, they voted to leave, and their government is still sabotaging. They were supposed to leave on the 29th, and their own government is sabotaging the will of the people and not doing what they're supposed to leave. And they're trying to get all kinds of new attachments with the, you know, what's the difference if just technically saying you're leaving the European Union, but you're willing to sign a deal which gives them still control over your whole country? And again, government, public enemy number one. Plus, they've all gone crazy over there in the United Kingdom. We have to change the letters. I have to call it the Crazy Kingdom now, because they're suppressing free speech. Like they were totalitarian, like it was a totalitarian country. You can't talk about somebody you don't like, because that's considered hate speech now, and you can get arrested and thrown in jail in merry old England, yeah. You know, the capital town there, London, now is called Londonistan because they got a Pakistani mayor and they got Muslims stabbing everybody. Yeah, Muslims stabbing people. Yeah, the liars that call themselves a religion of peace, they're stabbing people every day in Londonistan. You know, had to change the name, you know. It wasn't London with white people in it anymore, of British heritage. It's just all these foreigners in there, and most of them are migrants from other countries that don't have any understanding what it is to live in a civilized nation. They're barbarians. They come there, they rape the poor white English girls. Yeah, that's right. They're the racists. And then they stab other people that they don't like, and then they're trying to take over. Plus, they're all there sucking the freebies out of merry old England or Great Britain. Oh, it's not Great Britain anymore the way things are going. It'll be Great Britain again when they finally leave the European Union. You know who the European Union is, just in case you didn't know. I mean, we don't have to worry about it over here because we'll never be part of the that loser organization. They are a corrupt totalitarian government, a puppet agency for the New World Order. And they've organized all these migrants to come from uncivilized countries into Europe and settle in there, suck the freebies of the hardworking Europeans and terrorize the local populations. And turn every European country that has allowed the migrants to migrate into them, they're turning them into third world nations. Have you seen the pictures of Paris along the Seine where they set up these shanty town camps? Just like the shanty town camp they came from in Africa or the Middle East or wherever it was, you know? And this is what the European Union organized, and this is what the New World Order is behind it. That European Union is just a proxy, you know, puppet organization of the New World Order. And what is the New World Order doing here in America? They're coaxing all these poor people in Central America to come here and suck our freebies, you know, our free housing, our free food stamps. And that's what the problem with the Mexican border is. You know, President Trump said he's going to close it down. Well, he should, because this is a big sham being dealt on America here. And it's all part of the New World Order to destroy everything so they can move in and set up their one world government. And the biggest thing stopping them now is America, because we have the population of America is one of the few countries in the world where we have guns to protect ourselves when the police go totally totalitarian and the federal government goes totalitarian and they try to subdue us all with force. Well, it's going to be a blood battle if that ever happens, and hopefully it never will, but we're the only bastion of saving the world here is the United States of America. And what can I say? You know, and people like President Trump because he's not a phony politician, and he's not willing to play along with the New World Order that wants to subdue us all. And we're all being subdued with ridiculous, overly oppressive laws and making it rough for everybody. And it just keeps getting worse and worse. And because the politicians are worse and worse. They're more gutless every day, just like over in England there. They're nothing but bribe-taking chickens. And their prime minister, you know, she's a hopeless case. She's selling her country out to the European Union, you know, a traitor. Going against the will of the people, and they have a significant amount of members of parliament that are also stabbing the British people in the back. government is public enemy number one everywhere, pretty much. Even in the U.S., government is pretty much public enemy number one, because there's so many bad things that government is doing. And all I got to say is, hey, listen, that's why I'm a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. And if you're listening to my voice and you want real change, you not chump change, you know, not like Obama chump change. If you want some real change, you need to get behind somebody like me. I'm non-political. Political parties are the problem, you know? And these new jokers that are joining the political parties, they're so anti-American. Our government is getting sabotaged from the inside out. I mean, it has been already, but it's even getting worse. And any of these other people, if they're running for the Democrat Party or the Republican Party, they are the problem, because these political parties are the problem. They're ruled by big money. They take bribes from everyone who has a lot of money, and who has a lot of money, New World Order people, the elite, the filthy rich, the corporations that are willing to kill us for a couple of extra dollars. That's right, you know, with the GMOs, Monsanto, yeah, you know, and then there's the other propaganda scientists, you know, that are somehow have tricked everyone to accepting these chemtrail planes that fly around and spew poison into the air. Regular citizens have done the investigations, and we know the toxic materials they're pouring into the air. And propaganda scientists, along with bribe money, have bullshitted all the politicians into not even blinking an eye. How can you not walk outside and see this? In fact, it was a commercial on the boob tube, the television, you know, otherwise known as TV. They were doing an advertisement for Disneyland, yeah, the place in California, and the whole sky was loaded with chemtrails. I mean, isn't anybody paying attention? Doesn't anybody question this? I mean, it's unbelievable. And nobody's doing anything about it. People are talking about it on Twitter. I talk about it on Twitter. People are trying to meet with government officials, and you know what a waste of time that is. If you don't have bribe money, you're wasting your time. You know, if you can get one person in the Congress to understand the dangers of what's going on, that's one vote out of 535. Not even close to a majority. I mean, if you get 10 people, you're still, it's so insignificant. And what about the people in the military? Is there anybody listening to this radio show that's in the military? You've got to have a phone, even if it's a military issue phone. Call up the station now. Call up and talk to me about why all the militaries are being silent about chemtrail poisoning of the air we all have to breathe. Why are they all silent? Come on. Everybody in the Air Force sees these things every day. Why, you know, I'm sure you've probably been threatened that you can't say anything. But at the same time, you can get your friends to call up and say something, you know. Or, hey, if you're just calling into the show, nobody knows who you are. You can say your friend's in the military, and this is what the deal is. We'd like to know what's going on, too. Why isn't the Air Force? Where's our national security? We got planes without numbers on them and flying chemtrail poison, spraying chemtrail poisons into the air. That's a threat to national security. Why isn't the Air Force going up there and shooting these planes down? Why, is everyone afraid to give the order? What's with all the generals? Are they all on the take? I mean, I don't know what else to think, you know? I mean, really, they're afraid of losing their pension or something if they say something. I mean, Back on 9/11, there was one general that disobeyed an order and said, "I don't care what the vice president says, shoot that damn plane down." Now, there was one real hero. What's the matter? There's no more heroes left because it's 2019? No more heroes left in the military that are willing to take action? You know, we're all being compromised with chain of command structures. And somewhere along the line, somebody's got to draw the line to sand and say, that's enough. And no, we're not listening to no more stupid orders. And, you know, we're going to start hauling these people in who are forcing this crap on all of us. I mean, this is insane. This is the United States of America here. How can we allow planes to be flying over our territory, spraying poison into the air that all of us have to breathe? Doesn't make any sense, does it? It sure don't. And while we're on it, talking about the corrupt government we have here in the United States and elsewhere around the world, too, that so-called fake war on drugs is still going on, a waste of taxpayers' money. And, of course, the people that could take it down, that they all have their hands in the pie as many drug dealers. I mean, I've heard the word on the street is the CIA is the biggest drug dealer in the world. What are we going to do about it? We can't do anything about it. I mean, that's, they got the perfect cover. They go around the world, they confiscate the drugs, and they sell it back here. I mean, and they can fly in and out. They don't get checked. I mean, that's the perfect cover, you know. And then even the terrorists are into selling drugs. But anyhow, like, why don't, you know, what's with the politicians? It was admitted, you know, something like 22 years ago, or maybe it's 25 years ago now, back in, you might remember the name Ehrlichman. He was in Nixon's administration. Remember old President Nixon? You know, take out your history books. Yeah, they're doing a thing on him now, Tricky Dick, but on certain TV stations. But, you know, he created the war on drugs. And 22 years ago, in an article in Harper's Magazine, one of his henchmen, Ehrlichman, who worked for Nixon, admits publicly, 22 years ago, at least, maybe it was 23, maybe it was 24 years ago, maybe it was 25 years ago, he admitted that the whole war on drugs was fake. It was just made up. Nixon made it up because he wanted to get rid of his enemies. He was having problem with the Afro-American community, rebelling against the government, and he was having problems with the Vietnam people that were coming back from Vietnam that were against the war, you know? So he came up with this war on drugs so they could plant drugs on people and arrest a lot of these people. And everybody went along with it. It was, you know, all bullshit from the beginning. And, of course, he knew that it was. So, knowing this, and this was republished a couple of years ago, so the info is out there. Of course, we know that politicians don't read anything, including the bills they vote for. So why haven't the Democrats and Republican legislators gotten rid of the ridiculous and evil drug laws? You know, the drug laws just creates a constant battle. I mean, New World Order likes this. Yeah, it's a never-ending game of cop versus non-cop because when you have to bust and arrest people because they want to enjoy a little herb that makes them feel good, you know? I mean, first of all, why? Where are the lawyers on this, you know? If you want to smoke a little pot or have some marijuana brownies to make you feel good, that's your right, you know? It's called the pursuit of happiness, you know, the Bill of Rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, well, that's your pursuit of happiness. You have a right to want to feel good. And the government has no right violating your First Amendment right. But why isn't anybody bringing this up? Why aren't the lawyers taking this to court? Where's the Supreme Court on this? There's another bunch of losers. I don't have any respect for the members of the Supreme Court. That's right, because they are living in a bubble. They are so out of touch with reality. You know, perhaps only the last guy that was elected to the court, appointed by Trump, perhaps he's the only one that has any taste of reality. At least he went to beer parties. He has some understanding of society. But the rest of them, come on. They don't know from a hole in the ground, as the saying goes. They are so out of touch with reality. And believe me, it can be proven. If they were asked the key questions to prove that they know something, they'd all fail. And to be appointed for life, and you really don't understand the population you're making judgments on, and how dare you refuse to take cases? And what's this crap about the precedent? You're always looking for a precedent ruling. Well, if you only look for precedent rulings first, you'll never progress, you know? Because you need new rulings to progress. You know that? In order to move ahead and move forward, you need change. You need better rulings. And so the whole thing is a sham, the Supreme Court, you know? And it needs a rude awakening. Believe me, you know, I'm here talking the truth. And I guarantee all of those Supreme Court justices stood before me and I asked them the key question. I could prove in a matter of minutes that these people are not qualified to have such authority over a whole country. And the fact that none of them ever have spoken out about the ridiculous and evil drug laws that creates nothing but suffering, of course, they aid and abet the criminals, because once you make something illegal, you lose control of it. I mean, it's so simple to understand, but what am I going to say? What am I going to say? Because I've said it there already. You know, I'm going to do a countdown to another world right now. It's going to start loud, it's going to go soft, and it's going to come back loud. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. We had to cancel the countdown. Anyhow, hey, you never know what I'm going to do. All I know is that, hey, this is BBS Radio. The best radio on the planet, better than Coast to Coast Radio. In fact, I tweet sometimes, listen to my show, it's better than Coast to Coast. What do you want to do? Listen to 15 minutes of commercials, a guest gets to talk for 5 minutes, and George Norrie fills in the last 10 minutes with blabbermouth nothing. That's Coast to Coast for you. And he never takes an opinion on anything. What a wimp. You know? And I've tried to get on his show. They don't even return. They only let you email them. I found out a mailing address. I mailed them. They just mail the stuff right back to you. They are they are so snooty, snooty elite. You know? And then you try to call into the show, and it's only the same five people that get to call in every time. You know, it's the Bible Beans guy and four others that always get through. And everybody, every time I've called hundreds of times to try to get through when I was listening to the show regularly. That's before I had my own show. And the line's always busy. Well, you know, hey, this is Coast to Coast. This is Coast to Coast replacement here, BBS Radio. You can call into this show and get through. And I'm not afraid to give my opinion, and you'll get an opportunity to give your opinion. You don't have to be a scheduled guest. If you got something to say, hey, I'll just go with the flow where the conversation goes. You know, helmet laws and seat belts are suppressive things, all put in place by...
Ring, ring, ring.
public enemy number one. Hey, is there a caller out there? Caller.
Hello, hello.
Caller, what do you have to say? This is Connect the Dots. Connect the Dots, or caller.
Hi, hi. Hi, everybody.
Hey, are you high, or is
it's
it just...
It's so good to be on your show.
Is it just the altitude, you know? See, what do you think about these, I don't know, about the Bigfoots? I mean, I was listening earlier today on Gillian's show, and he had a guest talking about Bigfoots. There's all different kinds of Bigfoots. Apparently somebody got a hair sample, and they found silicon. And that's another base form for life. We're carbon units. Did you know that?
Yeah. I've heard of Bigfoot.
Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, is it one Bigfoot they have, or is it two?
That's a good question.
Hey, here's another question. I wish I if I had a Bigfoot in front of me, I'd ask him, but... Bigfooters tell jokes? Do they laugh? I mean, you know. If I told the Bigfoot a joke, would he laugh, you know? You know, like a Bigfoot walks into a bar.
Does Bigfoot have a sense of humor?
You know, Bigfoot walks into a bar, goes up to the bartender, and says, "What do you got that's hairy?" Bartender shows him a mirror.
You remember those beef jerky commercials with the Bigfoot?
No, tell us about them.
What is it? You remember the beef jerky or the hot links where the Bigfoot comes out and he hits the guy with the hot link too hard and knocks him backwards or something happens? But
hey, those Bigfoots are getting their feet into everything, you know?
Yeah.
Imagine Bigfoot salesman knocking on your door. Man, they'll get that foot in the door. You'll never get it closed.
Yeah, didn't they use Bigfoot for that Aflac commercial? Or maybe it wasn't Aflac. What commercial?
Yeah, there was a Bigfoot commercial.
Right.
Yeah, they're popular
insurance?
Creatures. I mean, once we
right.
finally...
So he's pretty famous, this Bigfoot. He's already known. He gets around.
I mean, he's super Bigfoot?
Right, he gets more TV action than we do.
Well, hey, like I said, once those Bigfoot get their foot in the door, man, you can't close it. They're going to have their way, one way or another. You know, they'll be recording songs before we know it. You know, and they'll be, doing commercials for products. Can you imagine something like Bigfoot sneakers?
We could turn them into like a superhero.
Yeah, you know. You want to sneak around in the woods like the Bigfoot do?
The Bigfoot superhero.
Get some Bigfoot sneakers, and you too can sneak around in the forest without getting noticed. And they come in the new hair model.
What would his big, I guess his superpower would just be his foot, his big foot, big feet.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Hey, you know, they could be professional wrestlers, man. When they stomp you in the ring with the big foot, man, you've been stomped. I mean, that's your move. If you knew anything about professional wrestling, you've seen professional wrestling, probably. Haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Who hasn't? It's an American tradition.
Now, can Bigfoot one-on-one beat a bear? Big brown bear, big black bear.
I don't know. It depends on what game.
Who wins? Who wins?
That's what game. They whop the weasel, you know? That you buy at the tourist store? Yeah, it depends what game. Well, I don't know. That could be a challenge. That could be the new professional wrestling. And in this corner, Bigfoot and his fierce competitor, Grizzly. Yeah. This is going to be a battle royal. The Bigfoots against the Grizzlies. In a no-holds-bar match.
They could be like snakes, you know, where the smaller the snake, more deadly, right? More venom. Isn't that true? No.
Could be. Hey, it could be. I don't know.
Small Bigfoots are they're the ones you need to fear. You know, the ones that are just a few feet tall.
Well, I hear there's all kinds of Bigfoots. That's what they were talking about tonight on the Gillian Show. BBS Radio talks about these things. You're not going to hear this on Coast to Coast. You know, they're too serious. But
I actually picture Bigfoot flying around in a flying saucer.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Matter of fact,
picture that.
Matter of fact, there's probably somebody calling into a radio show somewhere right now saying that he was abducted by ETs, and when he was waiting his turn to be examined on the flying saucer, he was sitting right next to Elvis, and on the other side of him was Bigfoot. And that's how it goes. I mean, those ETs abduct everybody. They abduct the Bigfoot, too. But, the day of Bigfoot is coming, you know?
Kind of reminds me of this new clothing line I was imagining called, my brother and I came up with it, was called Primitive without the E. Right?
I
imagined a guy going down a hill, you know, he was skiing, and instead of skis for regular skis, he might have branch, you know, logs. And then for the poles, he'd have branches, and he's coming down really fast down the mountain, right? In an Armani suit. But this Armani's on top of, you know, branches and logs and things like that coming down the mountain. And the slogan would be, get primitive.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. Hey, you know, a Bigfoot could do that commercial too. You know, I mean, give him a big...
We have people taking notes.
A big lumberjack shirt and the Bigfoot, you know, could mumble it. If he can't talk, we'll put in the words for him. And the Bigfoot will say, look how good this lumberjack shirt looks on me. Imagine how better it'll look on you. And then with a whole line of Bigfoot clothing line, probably there's some out there right now, you know, with the little emblem of the Bigfoot there. And, hey, you know, that could be the beginning of... when the Earth moves into the fifth dimension and we're going to be visiting with our galactic brothers and sisters, I'm sure the Bigfoot's going to be at the hoedown.
How do you know that the Bigfoot isn't like the Wolfman in that he's like a human that transforms at night into the Bigfoot?
Yeah, I heard they're shapeshifters.
Right?
Yeah, I hear they can shapeshift. In fact, just like the Native Americans, the skinwalkers supposedly can shapeshift. Have you ever heard about all those things that go on at the Skinwalker Ranch?
Oh, yeah.
Where some of the Indians know how to shapeshift. They probably learned that trick from Bigfoot. I mean, that's another thing. I hear Native Americans have plenty of stories of dealing with Bigfoot. There's good Bigfoot. There's bad Bigfoot. There's obnoxious Bigfoot, or smelly Bigfoot.
Did the idea of Bigfoot come about with that famous picture, or was there an understanding of what Bigfoot was prior to that?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that started it off. I mean, the Indian word, I think, was Sasquatch. But that was, you know, too word of a word to say. And then
the Yeti, they got the Yeti, don't they?
Yeah, right. It's another Bigfoot tribe, I think, over there. That's lives in the frigid zones. The Yeti, he's kind of a Bigfooter himself.
Would you take the risk if you went out in the woods? Guaranteed, there was Bigfoot out there. Would you stay the night out there alone?
Yeah. I hear that they were intuitive. You know, they're telepathic.
So assuming that they're nice people.
Yeah, I'd have to make a judgment. I mean,
you'd side on
one showed up and I'd feel him out. You know, like whether he felt good, if he felt like he was going to attack me, I guess I'd run, hightail it and run. But I hear that they're kind of laid back, and I might say something like, "How, Kemosabe, take me to your leader," or something. Well, I hear you don't have to talk to them; you just telepathically think, and that's how the communication goes.
I can almost picture Bigfoot like kind of a baboon, where he's hairy all over, but in the private areas, there's no hair at all.
I don't know. I think
just stops you cold, doesn't it?
All I think of is a big hairy thing that stands upright, you know? That's all I think, you know, kind of like human shape, but hairy, stands up. And, I've heard other people talk about him. They said that the women, you can tell the women because their breasts look kind of feminine or something. There's less hair on the breasts or something like that. But I'll just have to wait until I finally meet one of these things. You know, hey, I'm doing this show out of New York City. There's just not too many Bigfoots around
here.
So
if somebody said to you they're selling a Bigfoot rug, you wouldn't, would you go check it out?
I don't know if it was made from a real Bigfoot. I don't know if I'd want that. But apparently, I think that's an impossibility because as the record states, no one has ever captured a Bigfoot. So
never.
And he'll probably say anyway, come on, if these creatures can make themselves invisible at the snap of a...
How come we've never seen bones, per se?
How come we never seen what?
Any sort of bones, like the Bigfoot skull.
Yeah, well, apparently they go from where they go back to where they came from, which is probably under the earth somewhere, you know, and they probably leave their bones there. Well, someday we'll find a cave of Bigfoot bones. That's another thing I heard. They kind of live underground. They live in caves because we're a dangerous breed. You know, they're more scared of us than we are of them. Especially the people out there with the guns that are looking to shoot them. You know.
Well,
that would be my guess. You know, when I meet up with one, I'll have to ask them all those key questions. You know. Hey, if there's any Bigfoots out there, hey, this is the call-in radio show. You can call in.
Yeah, if you've seen a Bigfoot, give us a jingle.
I mean, do you know how to work the cell phone? go up to some campers tonight and borrow their cell phone. You know, just do the hand gestures, you know. Like point to the phone, hold it up near your head, and maybe they'll dial in for you.
Okay, if you had to choose a world where you had Bigfoot in it or no Bigfoot,
I'd have the Bigfoot.
So you would have a world like now, a world with dragons or no dragons.
I don't know. I have to think about that one because dragons are kind of reptilian and. I have my, I don't trust reptiles too much, which brings to mind, you know, the reptiles are getting, you know, they're getting into, our lives one way or another. Come on. How long has the Geico lizard been out there, you know, just trying to get us to friendly accept them? Think about it. The Geico lizard, I mean, He talks to us like he's a human or something, you know? I mean, the next thing you know, the reptiles are going to be having businesses, you know? They can shapeshift, too, to look like humans. But, I mean, can you imagine a place called Reptile Kitchen Floors?
I can imagine an island
that?
Where people are experimenting.
You know, like kitchen floors are made
Bigfoot.
Out of tile. So it could be Reptile Kitchen Floors.
Like, if we saw a Bigfoot tomorrow, would that prove there was always a Bigfoot?
I don't know. I think there's so many statements, testimonials, that's enough proof.
Do you think human experimentation right now, we've created Bigfoot?
No, I think They're more evolved than us in certain ways. They choose to live the natural life. But, hey, if you can shapeshift or make yourself disappear, I think they've got a few up on us.
Well, maybe we've already kind of genetically manipulated something or someone and created Bigfoot.
Yeah, that could be. Not necessarily humanity, but the more advanced civilizations who have in the past did all kinds of DNA mutations and experimenting with combining animals. You know, that's where all those jokes came from in the last century. What did doctors get when they combined this animal with that animal, you know?
Okay.
Like, what did doctors get when they combined an owl with a rooster? They got a cock that could stay up all night. I mean, those crazy doctors, they've got some good ones, you know? And so, yeah, I've heard people talk about that before, that some of the Bigfoots have been genetically modified by these races that have, like the Anunnaki, who can genetically modify, just like they modified human beings, you know? Nothing to do with the vegetables growing in the ground, human beings. that's a plant joke. Anyhow, yeah, to make us less hairy. Apparently, originally, humans had more hair, but the Anunnaki didn't have hair. So they genetically altered us to have less hair. And, played around with other things with us and stuff like that. So they could have played around with some Bigfoot, too, you know.
Right,
They could have combined the Neanderthal man with already Bigfoot, and they got a Neanderthal Bigfoot. And something like that. So, yeah, it's possible. I mean, look at that's all these ETs do. They come here to Earth and they steal genetic material from abductees and they go back to their laboratories and their test tubes and whatever, and they're playing around, creating half-breed races all the
time.
We're
doing it now. I think
in
100 years you'll have a Bigfoot, whether you believe it or not now. In 100 years, you'll believe it because we'll have created it.
Well, I tell you, I think the Bigfoot, as soon as the Earth, this thing coming up called the event, when our galactic brothers and sisters finally show their faces, land on planet Earth, round up all the bad guys and bring us into the fifth dimension, an era of peace, all the creatures will come out and we'll be... peacefully coexisting with all the peaceful creatures.
Mm.
Luckily, we are told that the our galactic brothers and sisters, the Galactic Federation of Light, is going to round up all the bad scum and trash and get rid of them. You know, so that we'll
I'm still picturing that UFO coming down, landing, and out walks Bigfoot.
And I think the Bigfoots will be left here. And then we can finally meet them, telepathically communicate them, play games with them, and maybe we can play some music for them and they'll dance. Think of that. Yeah, I mean, there'll be records, recordings, dancing with Bigfoot and the Bigfoot boogie.
Bigfoot probably likes classical.
Yeah, I can see ZZ Top doing a whole Bigfoot album. Bigfoot boogie, the Bigfoot two-step.
And, probably like champagne and listen to classical music.
Bigfoot at Lagrange, you know. And
now that would be interesting. Getting a guy to play like a sophisticated Bigfoot, you know, like a James Bond version Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they've kind of like, you know, what is it, a Star Wars movie? They had one of those hairy creatures that wore clothes or something. Whatever.
We turn the Bigfoot into James Bond.
Yeah, right. He can star in the next Star Wars. Hey, there'll be a Bigfoot television show, you know?
Plays the next role in a romantic
right.
movie with George Clooney.
Yeah, right. It'll be a new
plays
Twilight Zone series where the Bigfoot will be the host.
Oh.
Hey, the Bigfoot will be hosting the new Twilight Zone.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what situations could we put the Bigfoot in that'd just be perfect?
Yeah, anything. You know, though, I'm surprised there isn't a professional wrestler in Vince McMahon's world that comes out in the Bigfoot costume.
Calls himself the Bigfoot, right.
Yeah, comes out in the Bigfoot costume, you know. They got plenty of big characters that would...
And we're all assuming, of course, that Bigfoot, it's a guy. Because a name, Bite Bigfoot. I mean, what woman would have a name like Bigfoot?
No,
it could be that they're all females.
Radio show where they said they could tell... They've seen a couple of Bigfoots. They could tell the females from the males.
And maybe people wouldn't take kindly to us assuming that Bigfoot's male.
That's right. It's not politically correct or something like
that. Maybe it identifies as they.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right, they could be. They're non-sexual creatures.
Might get offended if you call them a he or a she.
They're non-sexual creatures. They just they procreate there's an old movie from the
Could you imagine putting Bigfoot in a movie and throughout the movie all he wants to do is have a sex change?
Yeah, right. Or all he wants to do is have sex with a sexy blonde.
Your mind doesn't want to go there, does it?
just like normal men want. We want sexy
women. My
dog's
getting frisky.
You know. So he goes around chasing young, sexy girls throughout the whole movie. And where that leads, who knows.
Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you, my friend, for taking my call.
Anytime. We're getting near to the end of the show. Hey, call in again.
Hey,
listen.
You know what they say.
What do they say?
Are you all talk and no action? Well, then, you should be in radio.
Yeah, you know, that's how I got in here. Anyhow, we're getting down to the show, my friend, so I'm going to have to hang up on you here and remind everybody to tell your friends to call in next week where we can talk about 5G, chemtrails, the event coming, the Galactic Federation, and government selling you out, traffic jams, you name it, state militias that should be but aren't, and all the other important things going on in this world. You know, we'll talk about the blue avions, the golden triangle beans, the aquatic beans, mermaids that you might not want to meet, and we'll talk about nonsense too, like extraterrestrial force. You know, I put forth the question that a lot of times, you know, your average people you keep using the thing ET. Do they know what ET means? Most people do. But then if you say the word extraterrestrial, I believe there's a lot of people out there, they're not sure what... you know, some of these airhead people that are on the cell phone 23 hours a day, they might not know what extraterrestrial means. They might think it's like an extra sauce you get at McDonald's to put on your French fries. Of course, it would be green because the ETs have green blood. Only some of them do. Anyhow, check me out on Twitter. Check out my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And tell everybody you know that I'm the person to be the next president of the United States because I'm the only one who's qualified to solve all the problems simultaneously. Even advanced ETs aren't capable of doing that, and that's how qualified I am, even beyond them, because I'm a solution wizard. And I'm going to end the show just like I always do. You get to hear the most tasteful lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem. I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the whole song. At the end, you'll hear a galloping horse. Envision it. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. The name of the show was Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison, saying, tune in next week. Tell your friends to tune in and call in. This is a place to speak your mind. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want a judge on in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, without fear, get it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.